Hello there, friends, for Friday of the fourth week of Lent, and may the peace of the Lord be with you. Just a quick reflection on the Gospel today from John that's printed there in the blog site. You can feel the tension mounting again, as I was suggesting for yesterday's Gospel as well. So here we are at this critical moment for Jesus where they won't accept who he is. Why? Because they know him. We know where he comes from, it says. But when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from. Isn't the incarnation, the concept that God took on flesh, incarnation, became incarnate, isn't that an amazing concept to think that God took on our human form? So amazing, in fact, that it became almost too close for those who were in Jesus' presence. They couldn't handle the thought that maybe the divine has entered right into our kind of presence, our kind of flesh. The teaching of the church says that, you know, God took on human nature so that we could grow into taking on the divine nature. It's a pretty amazing claim for what it means to be human, that God became human, entered right into our ordinary fleshly existence, kick up the dust along the roads of Palestine, just like we kick up the dust where we walk, and took on that form so that we could grow into that remarkable dignity of being human in its fullness, moving towards the purpose of being human in God's design, was that we would take on the divine nature of God as our own. And so as we ponder this gospel today, maybe we can ponder where it is that maybe God is closer than we think. The divine was closer than some of those people thought in the gospel, and they struggled to recognize it or accept that it could even be possible. Where is God close to me at the moment and I'm not recognizing it? Where might God be sort of knocking and saying, you know, I'm here, I'm with you, I want to embrace you, I want to walk with you in your human flesh, in your experience of kicking up the dust at the moment. And so on this Friday of the fourth week of Lent, we pray, Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise for coming to the earth and entering our life as one of us. We give you thanks and praise that you indeed trust us to be your presence, for you are within each of us, through us, with us, among us. You trust us to be that presence, to be the body of Christ in the world today. We thank and praise you for the gift of your mercy and understanding, especially when we are slow to recognize that you may be closer than we think. We thank and praise you that you honor the human condition so much that you bless it to be eternal. Amen.